You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Larry Bluestein, Trevor Harris, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. First show, first official show of the summer. Certainly a lot going on. It'll slow a little bit now, but I'll tell you what, this last, 3.5 weeks was just crazy. And then you add in the spring, had an opportunity to kind of visit everywhere, see a lot of things. One of the places I was really impressed with, and I was there just, I came in the morning for a camp. I was coming from Tallahassee, and then I stayed and then till about 4:30 to one of their 7-on-7 events, and they had a line camp, was at the University of Florida. They always attract some really good talent, especially during the summer, and it's kind of paid off as far as their recruiting is concerned. They just landed C.J. Branagh, kid from Windermere, who was, everybody was after him, real fast kid, good cornerback, and together with some of the other kids that they've been able to, land. Kevin Brockway covers this team year-round, covers all the sports that are going on this time of year. Usually, we are just ending their baseball season. But as we were talking, this year was LSU coming away with it. Kevin does a tremendous job. Gainesville Sun, kind enough to join us this evening. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. And probably the only reason I didn't call you is I was there for like full 5 hours. I went to
Would have been nice to grab. Yeah, we could have grabbed the pizza at Satchel's or something.
Yeah,
like that,
yeah.
Would have been nice.
Came in early after doing a camp over. Believe it or not, I drove all the way to West Florida. Did West Florida for 2 days. Went to Tallahassee. Got up early in the morning. Went over to Gainesville. They had a 7-on-7 and a line camp, which was good. And the first time I've been there in about 5 years that it didn't rain. And certainly it was really nice, hot, but I was so impressed because they always get good kids. I mean, they got really good linemen, and I was there today. I believe that C.J. Branagh from Windermere decided to sign with them, and what a really good get. People don't realize what a stud this kid is.
Yeah, and I had seen that obviously did really well at Under Armour the year before. Really, his stock rose there. A kid from Windermere close by. And, they've done a good job on the in-state kids, Larry, but also, another really big get, obviously, was Jarela McCoy, the defensive lineman from Tupelo. Might be the highest regarded of the entire class, this edge rusher here, 6'6", 245 pounds. I saw ESPN rate him as a 5-star. So, I mean, they've done a good job of, the backyard. And then, occasionally in the Southeast, as Billy Napier's managed to do, get some kids from Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, to kind of compliment that. But Brana was a good get. Obviously, the local kid, Justin Williams from Gainesville Buchholz, the athlete, wide receiver, running back, was a good get that they're excited about. It looks like they might lose Jameer Perez, this defensive lineman, to Ohio State, which is somewhat expected. He's from Cleveland. But they're still at about, if they lose him, they're still at 12 commits with plenty of work to be done, obviously, in July and August and the fall.
You know what? Okay. You look at this year, and it's pretty good. but they're coming off perhaps one of their most productive recruiting classes ever, the year before with Vernell Brown and also Ben Hanks and Dallas Wilson, who's just a beast at about 6'3" and a half now. They also came away with Drake Stubbs, who had committed to Miami, Ty Jackson, a lot of these guys who are well thought of, and the Nashawn Montgomery kid from Miami Central. I look back at last year as such a win-win. They were seventh overall in recruiting. And a lot of those players that I just mentioned, Kevin, are going to be in the mix this coming fall.
Well, Larry, we saw in the spring game, I mean, Ty Jackson had 12 tackles. I mean, he led all linebackers. And Billy Napier loved his tape coming out of high school. Drake Stubbs had an interception. You saw what Dallas Wilson did all over the field, 10 catches, 195 yards. Yeah, they've got some guys that could step in right away and contribute. Now, it is a spring game. You've got to caution it somewhat. But still, they did flash quite a bit. Quite a few of those early enrollees flashed. And I think that they're going to help. And then even the layer behind them, Miles Graham and Aaron Childs, I think, two former Under Armour All-Americans are going to take on more of a role in the defense. So it's starting to crystallize a little bit some of these recruiting classes on top of each other for Billy Napier and his staff.
And you are, and last we talked, I think we were just getting out of spring, and you had talked about, DJ Lagway being hurt, but it gave, the other quarterbacks an opportunity to get some snaps and, running backs and a couple of other positions that they're going to need. I mean, they're a deep running back team. We knew what a great year Jaden Ball had last year, no doubt about it. But then you have Jacoby Jackson, a kid that's obviously going to be somebody. I know Treyon Webb was hurt as well, and then they got the kid Daniels. But this is a program that on the offensive line that will be so much stronger this year because of the fact that you have guys like Austin Barber and you have Jake Slaughter and the Kenijah Harris kid who's really matured quite a bit. So this offense with a healthy DJ Lagway could be really, really impressive.
Yeah, Larry. And Lagway is back throwing too, and the reports are all good there. It's going to have to continue to progress in the fall, but a lot's going to hinge on his right arm, and he certainly showed a lot of promise. But I think the mental reps are going to be good for him too, because 12 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. You'd like to see him cut down on a few more of those picks going into a sophomore year. But I think a year of maturity of getting used to the game, and then you hope that the chemistry with the new receivers kind of develops, throughout the fall. Right. But like you said, with that running game. And the offensive line, I think it's going to really help him a lot, having that experience behind him, for a sophomore year.
Yeah. 7-5 last year, obviously, from a standpoint at the beginning of the year, you and I sat here and thought, it could go either way. I mean, they may not win 5 games, but they could win 7 or 8. You never know. This year, a little bit more cut and dry. You have more experience. You have a lot, you have a quarterback coming back that's got some experience. The coaching staff as a whole kind of feels a lot better. Talk about the schedule, because obviously anytime we talk SEC, it's going to be a beast. But this year, you got some games, obviously at home, that are winnable.
Yeah, and it's funny because Urban Meyer, on his podcast, Triple Option, he did something. I wrote something about that today. So he predicted 8, but that included some halves, some toss-up games. For example, Miami, he considered a toss-up game. Texas at home, a toss-up game. At Texas A&M, a toss-up game. So you've got a bunch of games on that schedule that could go either way. I don't know. I think, he had Georgia as a loss, and I think Georgia's a little vulnerable. I think they've lost a lot.
Yes.
Are you really excited about, Gunnar Stockton as your quarterback? Does he really scare you? Tennessee, without Nico Emivavela, and they always play him well, and it's in the swamp. I think the back end of the schedule is not as daunting. I mean, Ole Miss doesn't have Jackson Dart anymore.
No.
It is there, but Florida has the more experienced quarterback in all 3 of those games in DJ Lagway. I think that there's a chance on the back end of that schedule. I think it just survived that 4-game stretch for Texas A&M, Texas, Miami, and LSU, and go say 2-2, or best case scenario 3-1. I think the back end of that schedule sets up a lot better than what people think.
I 100% agree with you. Not only that, you come into the 25 season with a lot more established talent. Guys that, you know, you go, well, if this guy does that or this guy, you know that a lot of these players and what they're capable of. And you saw it last year. You saw it even in a loss in Tennessee. You're running without your number one quarterback. You're down to basically somebody who hasn't taken a lot of snaps, but yet you're in the dang thing to the end. And those are the things that make the difference. So whether you can control the line of scrimmage on either side, you have playmakers, which they do. You know, their receiving corps is crazy good. Their running game, I mean, they're interchangeable. They have 2-3 guys that can really carry it for you. But, yeah, I look for a good year. I mean, I think, you know, a 9-10 win season with a bowl game isn't out of the question, because I think that this team has a lot more confidence. They have a lot more talent, and I think that they're feeling a lot better about themselves this year than they were last year at this time. I know you're going to be busy during the summer, a lot of things going on. Let everybody know how they can follow you social media-wise. You're always active, also with your writing in the Gainesville Sun as well.
Yeah, GatorSports.com and Gainesville.com. Larry, always a pleasure. At Kevin Brockway, G1, anytime you need me. I'm sure the fans are happy down there about the Panthers as well.
Oh, let me tell you something, and we happen to be the flagship station. So, yes, it was a good ride. It kind of kept me going to Tuesdays sometimes or early Mondays, but you know what? It was well worth it. They, like you said, it was. It's always good to win. And the South Florida hasn't really had many winners over the last couple of decades. So certainly a pretty good thing for them. And I appreciate you, Kevin, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Larry. Thank you, buddy.
Good stuff. Kevin Brockway ends what has been a really good first hour. Please don't go away. We're coming right at you till 8 o'clock.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.